Without any further ado, here is Tim Leiwicki. Tim?
Thank you. Well, first off, since this is my first encounter and first activity in Toronto, I want to thank everyone for the warm welcome, tell everyone how honored I am to be here, to be part of this great organization, and how excited I am for the future of not just the organization, but all the teams. But today is about the Raptors, and I'm excited about the news and the progress that we've made within that organization. When we began this road about a month ago, Larry Bell and Rogers, Larry Tannenbaum, Bell and Rogers, we all saw the vision the same way, which is this is not an organization that wants to make the playoffs. This is an organization that would like to win championships. And we understood that we needed fresh, new thinking, dynamic thinking, and leadership in order to get us to where we want to go to. And we clearly understood that we have not had the success that the owners, the fans, or this team deserves. And so we set our sights on bringing in a new leader, a new chemistry and culture for the organization. And when we set our sights, we decided to set our sights high. We were very fortunate there were a lot of people that were interested in being part of this organization. In fact, overwhelmed at the amount of interest that we received. But there was one person we focused on. And many people that we talked to in the league said, you'll never get him. He's the NBA Executive of the Year. There's no way that someone like that is going to leave an organization that good and come to Toronto. Well, that's a myth. People want to come to this organization. People want to come to the city. And if you don't believe it, look at the two guys sitting here at this podium. We both wanted to be here, and we're both over the moon to be part of this organization. I want to thank Josh Kroenke and the Kroenke Sports Group for their integrity and allowing us to pursue this conversation and allowing Masai to pursue his dream. There are some organizations that probably would have not allowed this, and I want to thank Josh for not only giving us the right to pursue this conversation, but concluding this conversation. I thank him for the process. I thank him for the patience. And I applaud him for giving Masai the opportunity to step up and ultimately be a part of this organization and his life's dream long term. So today, on behalf of Maple Leaf Sports, it gives me great honor and pride to introduce the future of this Raptors organization. The president of basketball operations and the general manager, Masai, for me, I couldn't be more thrilled that you're here based on not only your experience and your reputation, but your commitment, passion, and enthusiasm for what we need to do as an organization. So I welcome you back to Toronto. I welcome you to Maple Leaf Sports. And for me personally, I am extremely excited about being your partner in building the Raptors into an NBA championship organization. Welcome, and it's all yours.
Wow. I'm overwhelmed. I can't. I don't even know where to start. I don't have anything written, guys. I'm going to speak straight from my heart. I'm home. I came home. And it was a tough decision to leave Denver. It was an easy decision for me to come here. I'm really, really honored and humbled that this organization would give me this chance. I met Tim Leiwicki, heard so many things about him, and he gives me this huge opportunity. And I'm going to go to the guys that I've known here with Larry and Roger and Bell, and they pinpointing me and giving me this opportunity to come to this organization is huge for me. And Brian Colangelo gave me a chance here. He gave me a chance to to start working in the front office and think about management and think about running a team and taught me how to run a team. And then I really want to thank the Kroenke family for giving me that opportunity in Denver. They took a shot at it, gave me a chance, and I tried to do my best for that organization, and they were unbelievable during this process and great to me. Guys, I'm home. I love Toronto. I love this place, and I'm going to. It's been such a whirlwind the last couple weeks, and I thank my wife who's here and who's been unbelievably supportive of this, and is happy to be back. We spent 2 good years here together when we first started, and that's for me. That's unbelievable. Friends I see everywhere, guys. This is I apologize. This is unbelievable for me, and I'm pumped. I'm excited. This is a stage that I've always wanted in my life. So I know some people say, "Hey, do you take a job because of money? Do you take a job because of why do you take a job?" Guess what? Somehow this was meant to be, and I'm here, and I'm going to try and help this organization to get to where we are. It's going to take patience. It's going to take will. We're going to instill a passion to win. Guys, the overall goal in the NBA is to win a championship. That has to be the overall goal. It's not playoffs. It's to win a championship at the end. And I think Tim has those goals, and he's told me what his vision is of this place, and I know the people that worked here and how great they were, and it's just unbelievable even to come and see some of the changes here. It's vision, it's creativity, and that's kind of what I'm about. But at the end of the day, I'm a basketball guy, and I want to put a product out there that's going to compete one day for a championship. And sometimes it's going to be tough, sometimes it's going to be hard, but overall, guys, I think we're in a good place. The guys that have been here, and I think have done a good job. I thought Brian Colangelo, I know it's been tough. I'm close to him. He's been a good mentor to me, and hey, I'm here. I'm on the hot seat now, and I know what it takes to be on the hot seat. That's life. If you choose to be in this position, you have to put yourself in this position and go out there and attack. That's the way it should be. And championship is what the goal should be here. I don't care what people say about Toronto, Canada, all that stuff. Yeah, it's a beautiful place here. It's a beautiful. They have beautiful fans. They have great fans here. Great ownership. Great resources. And so it's left to us to do our job and to do our job very well. And when we do our job very well, we're going to put a product on the field there. I think that has to produce. It has to produce, and that's our responsibility. I really thank this organization for giving me a chance, because I know. Yes, people talk about. Again, I'm going to mention it, money, and it's put me on a stage. I'm from Africa, and I have to be on a stage to represent my continent. Being the first African GM, being executive of the year, all that stuff is for me is on the side. I have to create an opportunity for people over there, and the only way you create an opportunity for people over there is to win. And to build culture, and to do things the right way, and to treat people the right way. And that's what I'm here to do. I really appreciate everybody that has come out here tonight, today. This is very overwhelming for me. Guys, I'm home. I'm back.
At this time, we're going to take questions. We do have a microphone here, a couple of them, in fact. If you have questions for Tim or Masai, please raise your hand. Tell them who your name as well as the organization you're with, the company you're with. We'll begin over here.
Masai, welcome back and congratulations. Is this a roster that can, you both mentioned championship as the goal. Is this a roster that can be built upon to create that, or is it a roster that might have to take a step back before you can go forward?
Well, I'm at the process of hiring a staff now, and I think we're going to analyze the situation and evaluate the whole situation in the next few weeks. At a certain time, I think we'll be able to tell where this roster can go. I think they're good pieces on this roster. They're phenomenal players on this roster, and then we have some things that we have to correct, and the ways of doing it, I think, are different ways. We will meet and figure out which way we're going to do it, but I think there's some good things going, and whatever needs to be corrected or however it needs to be done, after I've hired the staff, we'll be able to put that together.
Masai, Dana McKeel, Rogers, with the first order of business with the concern to this lineup, what will it be?
When I look at the lineup of the Toronto Raptors now, once I put my staff together, I think we'll be able to pinpoint. I don't think there's one thing or two things, or an identity is what we need. And I think I've talked to Dwayne Casey. I know that question is coming. I've talked to Dwayne Casey a couple times, and we're going to sit down and I will understand what his philosophies are, and I'll tell him what my philosophies are or what I think needs to be changed. And for me, this organization is going to be like this now, and we will all be on the same page and have the same goals. So once I put my staff together, I'll be able to tell you guys, you know, like what direction we're going and how we intend to go forward with this team.
Masai, Doug Smith, the Toronto Star. Congratulations, welcome back. You talked earlier about your relationship with Brian, and I know he and Wayne Embry were both mentors to you when you were first here. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself using them as resources, and how do you think that somewhat difficult relationship will play out?
I don't think it's a difficult relationship. Brian brought me here, and Brian believed in me. I know there've been tough times that he's gone through, and I know this is a tough transition. I've been in contact with Brian. Guys, I'm on the seat now, and I'll take Brian's input when I feel it's necessary. Wayne has always been a great mentor to me, but at the end of the day, I'm going to put my staff together, and we're going to figure this all out collectively. But hey, my decisions, like Tim said, basketball decisions are going to be my decisions. So it doesn't matter who tells me what or how it's done. At the end of the day, I'm sitting right here on the hot seat. So it really doesn't matter.
Hi, Masai. Carolyn Cameron from Sportsnet. I know you said you saw this question coming, but mentioning Casey, do you see Dwayne Casey being the coach of this team?
Hello? Yeah. Casey's on the contract for one more year, and I'm going to discuss and talk to Casey. We've already had some good conversations, and we'll see how those conversations go. You know, like for me, Dwayne Casey has done a great job, but I need to sit down with Coach and figure out what his philosophies are and what he's thinking, you know, for the future of this team. He has to explain or maybe even tell me what his evaluation is of our players and what he thinks of our players, and then I can give my part of what I think the evaluations of our players, and I think then we go from there. I need this 2-3 weeks where Coach and I are going to figure out whether this thing is going to go forward for the next year. Right now, I don't see any reason why not.
Masai, Michael Grange from Sportsnet. How would you say you are similar or different to Brian Colangelo as a general manager?
That's a tough question. I think I'm very different. I'm Masai. I'm me. Well, it depends on what team, and if you are talking this team, I think I haven't really discussed with Brian yet on what. On what he thinks or what he, I think when that time comes, I will. But I have my thoughts here, and those thoughts will stay in here for now.
Masai, Steve Buffery from the Toronto Sun. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, you were going on about how great a place Toronto is and how happy you're back and that kind of thing. One of the problems with the Raptors over the years has been keeping players, attracting free agents, that kind of thing. There's always been the question that, you know, do the top free agents want to play here? Given what you think of the city and everything else, can Toronto be a destination for players to want to play here, top-level players and players to want to stay?
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. I think you have to create that culture. We have to create that atmosphere here where players want to be here, and that starts with the team. It starts with the culture. I don't believe in all this stuff they say in the NBA. I don't want to mention Denver and talk about Denver, but when we got Andre there, everybody was saying we can't get players like that. So when you create, you bring players and you create an atmosphere where there's a great philosophy, there's great culture, there's a great style of play, you have a good coach. I think all the other stuff is in place. It's an unbelievable city, unbelievable people. What else do you need? What do people complain about here? Yeah, I'm not even going to go into it. Immigration, taxes, all that stuff. Well, if you want to complain about every city, they have tons of bad things to say or tons of good things to say. So I don't pay attention to all of that. For us, we have to create a basketball environment, and that's my job, to create a basketball environment here to attract basketball players. And the other thing I want to say is one of my philosophies too is to grow young kids here. And when you grow young kids, I think Canada is in a great place with great young players coming up. I talk to Jay Triano all the time, and he's coaching Canada now with the youth teams and all the young players coming up. I can't mention names now, but it's in a good place. This is a good place for basketball here, and we have to build on it. We really have to build on it. So one of my philosophies is to develop young talent, and maybe the back of our roster has to be young guys that grow, that we continue to develop and get better, and the opportunity will come.
Masai, welcome. Josh Lewinberg, TSN Radio. When you look at this roster as it's currently constructed, do you see a player that's unmovable, a player that's worth building around?
I think we'll analyze all of that, and we'll figure out. The way a general manager looks at it is you love every player and you hate every player. That's the way we look at it. And for me, coming into Toronto right now, I have to love every player. For me, if you play in the NBA, there must be something you are doing well, and there has to be something that you are good at. That's why you are in the NBA. I'm not here to knock anybody's player. I feel if you make the NBA, there's a reason why you're in the NBA.
Masai, Paul Jones, Sportsnet 590. Welcome back to Toronto.
Thank you.
You talked about young players and how important they are. Can you talk about some of the other things philosophically that you look for in a player, particularly in a market like Toronto, where you may not have, people may not look at a cornerstone or a franchise type player like a LeBron James or somebody like that that's not in this market?
I think coming from the philosophy we had, and I'm not saying that has to work here, it will work here. And we are going to, once I build my staff and I talk to coach, we'll figure out what the philosophy and what the direction of the organization is going to be. We have to, we do have to create an identity with the team. And you say, hey, what do you do well? What is it that when teams come here, they know they are going to be punished for? What is it that makes your team great? What does it make your team? Why does your team compete for a championship and create a winning environment? That's something I'm going to talk about with the staff, and we'll build from there.
Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun. You leave a team that has 57 wins and come to a team that's never won 50 games. Why do you say this is home and this is where I want to be when you have an 18-year disaster here that this has been the history of the Toronto Raptors?
Well, for me, that's I don't know. I why can't I change it? I've known these people. I know there's good people to work here with. I know there's things that have been built. It's not for me. I don't see it as it's not all bad. There's plenty good about it. There's plenty attraction. It's almost like when I went to the other to the Denver situation. To people always say, oh, it's the dysfunction, or it's this, it's that. You know, hey, it's our job. It's our job to make it better. It's our job to make it good. It's our job to create a winning environment, and that's why I'm here. I'll tell you this honestly. I try to focus less on the negative and try to be positive as positive as I can. You know, like. It's easy to make excuses. I can come here and say, oh, he didn't want to come here because it's Toronto, or he didn't want to come here because of this or because of that. Well, guess what? That's an excuse to me.
So right now, the NBA is kind of going through a stats revolution in terms of the way the game is being evaluated and played. How much of an impact do you think analytics and modern-day analytics should have on an organization, and you know, how do you kind of see that?
It's a strong part of it, and I think there's a good system here, and I intend to build on it. We had a good system in Denver too. I think the year I left, we had one of the best in Dean Oliver, who went to work with ESPN. So it's something I think it's a good part of the game, and we use it. The best that we can. At the end of the day, it's all talent and it's all here. And there's no numbers that can calculate what's right in here. You have to go out and play. And I know when those big time players come and they want to play and they want to kick butt, there's no numbers there. It's kick butt.
Masai, it's Steve Brotherston, Pro B-Ball Report. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
A lot of general managers either seem to be building their teams through the draft exclusively or rely heavily on veterans. Which pattern fits your philosophy for team building?
I think I'm going to look through that, as I say, with my staff. I hate to sound repetitive, but there are ways to do it. You know, like you can create around the roster you have and add pieces. You can break it down totally. You can just go with the roster you have and see if you can what you can create around the league in terms of value. But there are many ways to go about it. I think once I get everybody in place and we discuss and analyze the whole situation, then I think we'll be able to figure it out.
One of the big questions that comes up continuously here in Toronto is this organization seems to have a fear of the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. Is if you find the players who you think can make this team become a championship contender, is luxury tax going to be an impediment to building a team here?
I've been reassured here that we're going to have no issues whatsoever, and I believe in Tim. I believe in Larry and Roger and Bell. There's guys. We're going to build the team the right way, and if it takes doing that, hey, it's what we have to do. But we will build the team the right way. Sometimes it's going to take patience. Sometimes we'll go through hard times. After we have analyzed this team, I think you guys will figure out the direction that we're going.
Masai, Eric Smith from Sportsnet 590. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you different as a basketball evaluator in your job? How are you different as a man, even? Who you are today versus who you were a couple years ago when you left Toronto and the experience you gained in going to Denver?
I think I was fortunate to learn from four different general managers and who had four different styles. First of all, John Gabriel in Orlando, and then Kiki Vandeweghe, Mark Warkentin, and Brian Colangelo. For me, scouting is my background, and so finding talent is what I know. My wife wouldn't like this much, but I'm always out on the road. I'm always trying to figure it out, regardless of who's seen the talent or which of our scouts see the talent. You know, like that's my background, and that's what I know. I think in terms of learning, you learn from situations that you're in, and obviously the situations in Denver that I was in were sometimes tough situations, and you learn from that. You learn how to manage people. You learn how to deal with people. You learn how to compromise in many ways. And hey, do I think I'm better? Yes. Do I think I'm still learning? Yes. Do I think I can do it? Yes.
Masai, it's Doug again. You've talked repeatedly about your staff that you want to put together. We know that Ed Stefanski has been let go and is no longer here. Can you update us on Mark Eversley, the rest of the front office people, and how big a staff you'd like to put together?
I'm going to have a small staff. I believe in small, and I think all the other stuff is kind of in house for now. And I'm sure as it goes along, there are some people I'm still evaluating, and some people that obviously are no longer here, but. We're going to create the office that we want, but I'm going to keep a small staff.
Mike Toth from News Talk 1010. Tim, Brian Colangelo isn't here in a public way, at least to welcome Masai to the Raptors family. I don't know what his reasons for that are, but what about the public optics to that, and does it feed into what some people are saying that it's a bad position to put Masai in, it's a bad position to put Brian in? Second quick question, can you separate fact and fiction from all this talk about the Raptor rebrand? I mean, are we looking at a new name for the Raptors?
So on the first question, Brian and Masai spent time this morning. Brian's here. This was not meant to send a message. I know there's a lot of controversy and a lot of opinions out there about our reporting structure, but there's no confusion from within. This is very simple. Masai is the general manager and the president of basketball operations. Brian is going to be the president of team and business operations for the Toronto Raptors. There is a whole list of things that Brian's going to lead the charge on to grow this organization. You don't look at someone who has his experience, his knowledge, and his relationships in the basketball world, in the NBA, and in Canada basketball, and throw that out. So he is not only going to lead the charge on a lot of our initiatives, including branding, and I'll get to that in a second, but he is going to be there to advise and to give input when Masai asks for it. But I've been now involved for about 4 or 5 days with Masai on working through his staff, his hires, and the direction he's going in. And There's never been any confusion. There's never been any misdirection. So that is more talk and speculation. I can tell you the reality of the situation is we have one guy that's in charge of basketball that's making all the decisions, and he will lead the charge. And on Brian's side, he has a scope of activity he's going to work with on our behalf, and we have defined that. He knows where we're going, and there's no miscommunication there.
Just interject, did you ask Brian to be here, or did you feel that that was putting him in a difficult situation? Don't you think it would have been a nice look for the team to have him here in a public way?
Nope. This is about Masai today.
What about the rebranding then?
We're looking at rebranding. That'll be part of what Brian's going to help Tom and Selmy and the staff, Maple Leaf Sports, on. We're definitely going to take a look at it. It doesn't mean that we're committed to it, but it means it's a good conversation. I saw the generic uniform today in the paper, and so I think it's something that we want. That won't be the uniform, by the way. I can assure you of that. I think we need to have this conversation. We need to have it with Masai. We need to have it with Brian. We need to have it with the owners. We have to honor the tradition and the history of what the Raptors are, but we also need to hear the fans and what they want to see. We have a very important anniversary coming up here. We have some events that we're trying to go out and ultimately win for the city of Toronto, and that will be part of what we do to celebrate our 20th anniversary. We are committed to changing the culture here, and that is on and off the court.
Guys, there's no issue with Brian Colangelo. There's no issue, none whatsoever. So I don't know how to help you guys. If there's something you guys want to create or do whatever, there's zero issue, okay? None, okay? Hey, I'm on the hot seat here. And it doesn't matter what Brian tells me, input or whatever he says or whatever I take from him. At the end of the day, I'm on the seat right here. Okay, so there's no issue. Let's move on from it.
Tim, Mike, yes. Grange here again. Sorry. How patient are you? You're giving Masai reportedly a 5-year contract. How soon do you want to see results? Does that reflect the length of runway you're willing to commit to this project? It's been 5 years without a playoff spot, but how do you get to become a championship contender without patience, I guess?
You know, Masai and I have never had one conversation about you got to do this, you got to do that, here are the steps, and here's the success you need to do on a year-in, year-out basis. I don't think our organization is going to measure him that way. It's not the way that he sees it, and it's certainly not the way we see it. What we wanted is the best and the brightest. What we wanted is young, dynamic, energetic, driven, focused leadership. We want to change our day-to-day energy in this organization. We want him to go build a staff that ultimately is considered to be the best and the brightest in the NBA. We want them to create a culture within our organization, our team, and our fan base about the enthusiasm, passion, and excitement that we have for where we're going as an organization. What I agree with him on, and the only thing we see as success, the only thing, is winning the NBA championship. We both agree that having this concept of, well, if we make the playoffs, then that's all we need to do here, neither of us are interested in that. This organization, this ownership, Masai and his staff, are interested in one thing, winning the NBA championship. We're not going to dictate the road. We're just simply going to dictate the destination of where we want to get to.
To Masai, Steve D'Souza from CBC. You mentioned your heritage earlier, and just I'm wondering, how important is that to you, your role as a pioneer, and do you feel any pressure there in terms of just being an example to others in trailblazing the way you have in the front office?
Yes, I do. I do feel pressure there. That's the only place in my life where I actually feel pressure. For a continent that big, that great, and to have this opportunity here, I have no other choice but to be successful, and that comes from putting the organization that I work with first, and that comes with winning, and that comes that's going to help. Over there, I think for me, financially, that really helps me or in Africa, because I can go and do more. I can go and help more people. I can we can build more courts. We can do more camps. We can help more kids come to school in the States. And I can continue to help with the NBA and the platform they've created with Basketball Without Borders. And they gave me an opportunity to be the director of Basketball Without Borders 10 years ago, which has grown immensely. And my foundation with Giants of Africa, for me, this is it's an obligation. I have to. It's the only place in my life where I feel pressure. I have to do well for my continent.
Masai, hi, it's Cole Kelly from the Toronto Star. Have you communicated with any of your new players? If so, with whom? And if not, do you intend to?
I have with a couple, and I'm in the process of communicating with the rest. I think all of that will be done today, and there's good excitement. I think it's I'm in a good place where I feel I can give these guys a lot of confidence and put them in a good place. This is the team for now, and that's where you want it to be.
Hey, Masai, welcome back to Toronto. Ryan Wolstein from the Toronto Sun.
How you doing?
Can you expand on your basketball philosophy a bit? How much in Denver was a result of sort of the circumstances, the altitude, guys like Ty Lawson, that sort of thing, and how much of that is the way you want your teams to play?
I think it's different that entails, I think, my staff and talking to who the head basketball coach, Dwayne Casey, that philosophy will be figured out. But in Denver, I think George Karl has a great basketball mind of and a Hall of Fame coach with how he wanted to play. I think Josh Kroenke had a good vision of what he wanted, young players, energetic, athletic, run, take advantage of that altitude and just play and build on young players. For me, that's a strength for me, and that's what I mentioned earlier. We have to develop young players, especially in the back of our roster where you know at least you're growing something. So regardless of what direction you take, you have those young players that you're going to rely on in the future. I hate to sound, repetitive, but once the staff is in place, and I talk to Dwayne at length, and we'll figure out. But there's a good thing going. I think Brian has brought some good pieces with this team, and we'll build on that. It's not. Everybody sees it sometimes as negative. Guys, I look at some of the games that you guys played, and it's probably about four or five games with that didn't go your way in terms of calls, and a few games here and there that. I apologize, David and Adam. I think there are a few games here and there to be won, and training camp, building a team, from where everybody is together. Some very good young players. There's something to build, and I think Brian did a good job with some of the young pieces here.